There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so we had put up on Facebook if there was a safe way to prevent fertility in young people, would you be in favor of why or why not? And if yes, what age should the limit be? And this came up as a result, I guess, of a bunch of things, not the least of which is the article I just mentioned, which is binge drinking. And we know that the drinking tends to lead to premature sexual behavior as well because, as we know, alcohol is a solvent of the superego. The other one that says, no. And so we just, the idea being that we're probably, as I said, if I were in charge of the world, that one of the things that would happen when you were born, I guess for males, is that they would have a little sort of spigot that said you could have sex, but you couldn't conceive. You wouldn't have viable sperm until you'd passed the test that said you were ready to parent. And the idea being that, you know, that you have to get a license. You have to pass the test to drive. You have to be a certain age to drink. To join the armed forces. There are all sorts of things that we have. I mean, you need a fishing license in this country, right? But the thing that is most likely to impact your life, which is parenting, is something that you just sort of do. And the idea of saying, well, just say no, is not a viable philosophy. I mean, it's not workable. So what if I were in charge, I would probably sort of do that. That sex is one thing. And it's not that I'm encouraging people to be prematurely sexual, because I think for both boys and girls, but especially for girls, because sex is intrusion into body space, an invasion of body space, that you need to be old enough to be able to deal with that. And it's not as simple as one would think, but parenting is a whole different ballgame. All right, so Manny, do you have any opinion about this as a male?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, you know, it's one of those things where, I mean, the teenagers are going to have sex. I mean, it's, you know,
yeah.
It's going to happen, and you know, I mean, it's. I guess I could go either way on it. I mean, I think if there was a safe way to do it.
Well, that sort of assumes that we're not
right.
Putting people at great risk. Although, interestingly enough, as we've talked about in the past, that vasectomies, and I guess presumably you'd be doing some variation on that, increase the risk of heart disease, which nobody knew at the time, but is certainly because the idea is that sperm is protein. And that sperm is still created in the vasectomy. It's just it doesn't get to the delivery system, to not put too fine of face on it. But it is, so it's absorbed in the body, which means you've got foreign protein in the body, and it does tend to increase the possibility of heart disease. So presumably, although you're talking about younger people, and you're not talking about permanent. Infertility, permanent sterilization at all. You're not talking about sterilization. You're just talking about the inability. And, you know, you don't necessarily want it systemic. I mean, you could say, well, you could put that they're not very far away from figuring out a male chemical contraceptive. And that's a possibility. But that requires compliance. Although that there's, for example, the patch for women. And so, I mean, we're being hypothetical at this moment. If you knew that there was a safe way of preventing conception, then I suppose you'd have to have it for both males and females in order for it to be sensible. Because even if you have one guy who somehow has convinced people that that he's ready to procreate, all those little girls, you know, what is? I think basically what you'd have to do is. is make sure that it was for both males and females.
I think my question is if there was so let's say hypothetically speaking there was a way to do this.
Right.
Do you think it would be something that's required by law or just as like an option?
No, I think it would have to be ubiquitous. I think it would have to be across the board in the same way, although that whole issue of vaccination is become controversial. But there are tests that I think that babies are given in the hospital. It used to be that you got DPT. Like I'm not trying to think if there's anything at birth. Here's an example that when a baby's born, I think they put nitrate in baby's eyes to prevent any infection. I'm trying to remember. I've been out of medical school a while, and I'm not a physician, so I don't keep up with it particularly. But there are things that are done uniformly. I'm trying to think. There are some other tests that are done that are done across the board on newborns. I'm not sure that they're adding anything, but there may be. I mean, they're tests, and there are. I'm sure that there's something. And so the idea being that a newborn would basically, across the board, anybody born in a hospital, now you obviously have the issue of people who are not born in hospitals, and to a certain extent, at least in this country, that kids who are born, as I said, that it's one of my favorite Trivial Pursuit questions, is the first U.S. president who'd been born in a hospital. Do you remember the answer to that?
I don't remember the answer.
Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is it's pretty modern.
Wow.
Yeah. So the idea being that it would not be voluntary. That would be across the board. Because if it's voluntary, then what you have in theory is, and it's one of those issues that people have commented about, of the people who are the best educated and have the best access to medical care and whatever are the least likely to have large families. And so if the idea is that you're trying to keep people from, you're doing a number of things. First of all, you're not overpopulating the country. And we're not talking about eugenics. We're not talking about getting rid of anybody. We're not talking about permanent solutions. We're not talking about limiting anybody's, how many kids somebody has. We're just saying you have to be of a certain age and pass a licensing exam the same way that you'd have to pass a driver's test to say that you're ready to have children. And then becomes the issue of how many children. But that seems to me, that's one that I would probably walk away from. I don't know how I would deal with that, because there are different cultures that have different senses about how many children are appropriate. There are different lifestyles, for example, that if you're living on a farm, even though, this country, when it was conceived, was 97% agrarian. It's now exactly opposite. It's about 3%. So the idea that large families were needed because children died in childbirth and you needed a certain number of hands just to bring in the crops is no longer particularly viable. And as a world, we're understanding that overpopulation is a huge issue. So it would probably be across the board. I mean, realistically, if you're going to do it, that's what you'd probably have to do. Which, of course, means we're already in huge political problems. But what can I tell you? I mean, this is hypothetical. All right, so let's hear what people on Facebook said.
We'll start with Tom. And Tom says, whoa, it's like choosing from the lesser of the evils. Tipping the balance would be the resultant new life. So I'd be in favor of prevention until these folks have made a nest for themselves and were able to provide.
So I get the end part of it. The first part of it sounded a little more ambiguous. Could you read the first part of that again?
He says it's like choosing from the lesser of the evils, tipping the balance. Tipping the balance would be the resultant new life. Maybe he's saying the result of life. Maybe.
Well, the idea being, but it sounds like he's not in favor. But then if you hear the second part of the sentence says,
he says
you'd have to make a nest.
Yeah, he says, so I'd be in favor of prevention until these folks have made a nest for themselves and were able to provide.
Well, that's what we're saying. And it's not necessarily economic. The idea is that it's as much the idea of children having children is a real problem. So it's not necessarily how much you can provide, but that you're ready to. And, of course, it gets into that whole issue of, does that mean that you have to be married? Does that mean you have to be committed to a marriage? More to come. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-99-37569. All right, let us continue to discuss the issue of of license for parenting is basically what we're talking about.
All right, we move on to Tony, and she says, the sad thing is it's needed earlier and earlier. Kids have absolutely no reason to abstain anymore, so they don't even consider it. Truly a shame. So in answer to the question, start at puberty.
Yeah, and puberty is happening earlier and earlier. Again, the assumption is about the time of Christ that puberty hit about 18 or 19. And we know that men married younger women, that they had to wait till they got established. And if a woman, I mean, she might have been promised at birth, but she wasn't able to really conceive until she was 18 or 19, and her life expectancy was about 30, with a 50-50 chance that she would die in childbirth the first time she got pregnant. And you're now flipping forward 2,000 years, and puberty is hitting at 11 for some kids, and seen 10-year-olds. So there are 10 and 11-year-olds who turn up pregnant. Ah! I mean, when you talk about children having children, I think most of us think about 16 or 17-year-olds, because we're talking about 10-year-olds.
Wow.
I mean, it's really alarming.
Yeah.
It truly is. And it's the best single indicator of poverty, of early pregnancy. That it just, because it means that you're not educated, and which means you can't get a good job. And the problem is that unfortunately, sometimes the culture supports, well, if you have one, you might as well have more than one. And it also supports the men thinking, well, you know, she'll have sex with somebody and he's not around, so I won't have to be around. I mean, it's just a terrible, perfect storm of dooming, especially women, but dooming people to poverty. I mean, it's truly a terrible problem, and it destabilizes society. It raises children who, and the woman quite often, we've already talked about welfare not being at all a princely sum. So you're talking about women who quite often don't have a partner, have menial, low-paying jobs, are struggling to survive, feed the kids, keep a roof over their head, and work, and also pass along some values and keep an eye on their kids. I mean, it's a real issue. And somehow we sort of have this kind of, we'll just say no, which doesn't work at all. Okay, keep going.
Connie says, yes, I would be in favor of it. It would be best to prevent the pregnancies, and maybe from age 13 on. We are overpopulating the earth, and we should consider more limiting of population. But kids are not able to take care of babies. They are too immature.
Well, and we're talking about two separate issues here. One is the ability to conceive at an early age. The other is how many kids you have. And presumably, China has a one-child rule, which has created chaos in the society, in that it's a society that is very male-dominant to begin with, and the idea being that a male child will support you in your old age, whereas a female child will go to her husband's family and support them. So you have not only a one child, but you have one male child. And since the odds of conceiving a male and female child are almost equal, in fact, there are slightly more males born, but slightly more females survive. But in China, the children are either put up for adoption or, in some cases, disposed of, literally. And so I was talking with somebody about it a couple of days ago, that you have a society where you have, and this has been going on for, what, about 20-some years, so you have men who are now becoming marriageable age with no women available, and a society that is very insular. And so some of those Chinese females were adopted and are in the States. And when you have a society that is very male dominating, very paternalistic, and very insular, and then you sort of try and take a woman who was born in China but grew up in the United States, completely different set of values and completely different set of decorum and responsibility, and it's creating chaos and for the foreseeable future. So the idea, you need to, that social planning really requires some degree of sophistication and forward thinking. We're not talking about social planning as much, we're just talking about birth control, basically, that who gets to have kids. is not determined by any, it's not, doesn't have anything to do with ethnicity or income or anything else. It just has to do with the fact that you have to apply to do it. Otherwise, nobody, I mean, everybody is put in exactly the same infertile situation. And it's not that you can't have sex, because you're not going to be able to, as Manny points out, the idea of, there's just no way of regulating that. But at least you're regulating the ability for people to conceive, as someone says, to bring a new life in. That before you can do that, that you have to be aware of it. And you have the sense that not only is it somebody else saying, okay, yeah, you're ready, but you'd have to think about it. That you'd have to think about, is this really something I want to do, as opposed to just, oops, I missed my period. Or oops, guess what? Okay, keep going.
Genevieve says, times have changed. Was not even an issue in my time. So pathetic now. Just say no. Parents should be showing good. Should be showing a good example. Hopefully, they have good values. If they don't, what chance do the offspring have?
Well, but look, I mean, the assumption is that at least one out of every three pregnancies in this country is unplanned, and that's probably a conservative estimate. That's across the board. It has nothing to do with education. It has nothing to do with ethnicity. It has nothing to do with age. So one out of every three. And if you go below the age that, and my statistics are some, that one is fairly accurate, although I think it's probably a conservative estimate. But 5 years ago, that 25% of all live births were born to a woman under the age of 19. That's 25%.
Hmm.
And a woman under the age of 19, which means by definition, she's not college educated. And if we look carefully at that breakdown, there's going to be a fair percentage that are under the age of 16, which means that you're talking about somebody who very likely is not even going to graduate high school.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, and in a democracy, one of the things about a democracy is you count on an informed electorate. If the idea is that one person, one vote, we all get to establish who we want to lead us, then you have to be able to, first of all, read and write and be able to evaluate what people are saying to you, whether it's a politician or a law. And if you've got people who haven't graduated high school, and hopefully most of them can read and write, but still, and you're talking about second-class citizenship for the foreseeable future. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, that's what we're interested in around here, is what's going on with you. Kathy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I really like your show.
Thank you.
I have a small issue. It's just been on my mind. My mom and I, we work together sometimes. I have my own business. And occasionally she'll make remarks, or, well, she'll tell me all the time that she wants to spend time with me doing that, and that she loves to help out because it gets her outside and she enjoys the work. And I've offered to pay her, like 3 years ago is when she started, and she said she didn't want any money, but I would give her gas money for coming over. And then now, I mean, she still does the same thing, that she just enjoys doing it, but she'll make comments. Like, she'll actually look at my invoices and my checks that I get And she'll say, well, I didn't know you made that much. And then I'll say, well, do you want me to pay you? Oh, no, no. And then I'll say, well, I will. And she'll say, whatever you want. And then I gave her some money the other day, and she was like, oh. And I was like, well, do you want more? Is that enough? You know, you tell me. And she's like, it doesn't matter. And she laughed. And I, like, you know, like she's laughing it off. And in many situations in our life that come up like that. And
yeah.
I want her to tell me, and she won't tell me yet.
Yeah, no, that's called, passive aggressive behavior. If you love me, you'd know. Yeah. All right. Let's deal with the specific problem first, and then we'll deal with the general problem, because specific is a lot easier to manage. All right. If you had an employee that was doing the same thing your mom was doing, how much would you pay her on an hourly basis, or how would you think about paying somebody who was doing the same thing your mom was doing?
And I have done this. I've had other employees, and I pay them minimum wage.
Okay. So how many hours does your mom work, a routine number of hours or not?
No, it's usually about 4 hours a week.
Okay, so minimum wage is what, about $8 now, eight and something?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about $35 a week. What I would do is say, Mom, I love the fact that we get to work together, and I love the fact that you're my mom, but I would feel more comfortable if I were paying you what I'm paying my other employees. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to, you know, I can give you, because you're going to have to do it, you're going to have to do it legitimately. You're going to have to do a payroll tax and all that kind of stuff. But I can either put it, I can direct deposit it in a bank for you. And as far as I'm concerned, you can take a trip with it. You can give it to charity. You can buy me lunch with it. But I would just feel more comfortable and happier acknowledging that not only you're my mom, and I'm not going to pay you as much, because moms don't get paid, but I'd like you, when you're working for me, you do a great job, and I'd really like to pay you what I pay my other employees. And I would make it clear that you're paying her the same as other employees, and you're doing this just because it makes you feel comfortable, and she can do anything with the money she wants. And the easiest thing for you is just direct deposit, which hopefully you have for some of your other employees. Because otherwise, you're going to have to be doing this damn thing every single week. All right,
yeah.
Mom, here's $35. And she's going to say, well, $35, why bother? And so, I mean, you do a direct deposit. And then you can say to her, if at some point you feel that you would like to be paid more, we can have a review. Because you're getting caught between a rock and a hard place. You're getting caught between family and business, which is why family businesses run into all sorts of issues. So, but this is an easy way to deal with it. Now, the larger problem of the passive aggressive, that's okay. You take the light bulb, I'll stay in the dark, is something I think all of us have to deal with. When you were talking, I was sort of giggling because I told the story before, because Mother's Day was recently, and I said the 1 year my mother had said, I hate Mother's Day. It's just this big commercial deal, and so don't do anything for me for Mother's Day. And I didn't. And she didn't talk to me for 3 months.
So,
I mean, you know, that role of mom, and I don't know if you have kids or not, I try really hard not to do that routine with my kid because, you know, I grew up with it. But it does creep in every once in a while of, that's okay, don't bother calling me on my birthday. You know, the fact that I call you on your birthday and make a big fuss. So, you know, basically, it's just... You know, from your mom's point of view, she's caught in the same dilemma you're caught in that I love my daughter, I want to help, but what am I, chop liver? And so she's giving you mixed messages. It would be really nice if everybody on the planet, including mothers and daughters, could say, I really value this. When you come and take care of the kid, I know that that's being a grandmother, but when you come and work with me, as much as we both enjoy it, I enjoy many of my employees. I want you to be rewarded for the job you're doing and not to feel that you're doing them as a favor. Now, the other question, which is the kind of the it's not even the 800-pound gorilla. It's the iceberg, because most of it's underneath the surface, is do you count on her to do work? If so, you're probably going to have to talk about this in a different way. If, in fact, you're always glad to have her, that she's always valuable in terms of what she does, and you just want to reward her, then I think that's the easiest situation. If basically you're counting on her, then we have to look at it in a completely different way. And if she feels that this is an obligation. We have to look at it in a completely different way. So can you clarify for me that, that whenever she wants to do it, that that's fine, and if so you don't actually have to count on her?
Right. I don't have to count on her. Sometimes I'm busier than other weeks, and I'll say, oh, I'm so busy, but I don't specifically say, I need your help. She says, well, do you want me to help? And I said, well, if you feel like it, you can, yeah.
Okay, wait, stop. Because we just heard the DNA come out, right? She says, pay me if you want, you know, whatever's okay. You say, I'm busy. She says, do you want me to help? The answer to that is, yeah, that'd be great. Or if it's inconvenient, it would be great. But you're giving her the same ambivalence that she's giving you. So don't, we didn't even have to wait for the DNA to come through. Make sure you, because you're just being as passive aggressive with her as she is with you. So if you, okay. what you could do is just make her deal that says, Mom, I'll tell you what, if you want to work, tell me. And if I've got the work, then I'll have you in. If you want to work and I don't have it, then I'll, you know, I'll either figure out that I can make it up or whatever. But let's try to be more businesslike with one another with respect to the business, and then we can go back to our kabuki dance, mother and daughter. Because that you're doing exactly the same thing to her that she's doing to you. Because it's unclear.
But I've been working really hard not to do that. But I see your point when I say it's up to you. Because when I said to her before, yes, I do need your help. She's kind of like, well, it's supposed to rain today, or well, you know, my sinuses are acting up, and I'm like, well, then you don't have to. I said,
okay, all right. So let's wait a minute. Let me stop you. Let's talk about how do we negotiate exactly that issue. She says, do you need me? And you say, yes. And she says, it's going to rain. I said, well, all right, let's negotiate this. On a scale of 1 to 10, and maybe that's the way the two of you should evolve this, on a scale of 1 to 10, when I need you at a 10, you know, when I'm really over my head and I really appreciate it, I will pay you extra money, which means that there's a reason for her to do it. There's an additional motivation. She's not doing you a favor, that there's a bribe involved. That when I need a 10, I will call you and tell you, Mom, it's a 10 day, and I'm willing to pay you a 10% bonus on this. You can then say yes or no, but understand that I really do need you, number one, and number two, I'm willing to respond to that need. If you're wanting to work and you need the money, then you can tell me it's a 10 day, and I can sort of figure out, well, you know, that there is something to do, and while I really don't actually need her to do it, it's worth it. So the two of you need to figure out a vocabulary that is more precise. So, and when in doubt, it's okay to say, without being angry, look, I really could use the help, but I don't want to impose on you as my mom. I'd love to impose on you as an employer. Tell me what will work for you. But let me clue you. The bonus is the way to do it.
Okay. And then I had another question. Like,
sure.
When I say, it's just, out of my head, but like when she'll want to go somewhere, and oh, is it okay for me to say this? When she wants to go somewhere, she will hint at it by telling me about the event. And I finally told her, I said, Mom, because I listened to you, Dr. Joy, I said, if you want to go somewhere, tell me you want to go somewhere, and if I can go, then I'll be happy to go with you, and you know, we'll have a nice time. I said, but don't, and she'll talk about her brothers and her sisters the same way and say that, you know, so-and-so did this. And I said, well, did you tell them? Did you talk to them about it? Well, no, but I said such and such so that they should get the hint or the message.
Yeah.
And I said,
yeah,
you have to be direct.
Yeah, exactly.
And what I want her to do is be direct. Now, she's been a little more direct, but lately she hasn't. She's like regressed.
All right, let me put you on hold, and we'll talk about why you think the regression. Christopher, worry not. I will get to you, and we have a whole other hour, so I will give both of you all the time you need. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Kathy, call me back. I don't know if your cell phone just ran out of juice or whatever, but call me back. 855-993-7569. Christopher, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I just came back from a trip to visit my father. We moved across the country.
Okay.
And I'm 36 and he's 73. And I just want to know what your advice is to help transition our relationship from, you know, kind of like the father, teenage son into the two equals.
Yeah, good question. Okay. Tell me where the rub is at this moment that feels uncomfortable for you. Let's start there.
When I go out there, he doesn't, you know, there are three cars among them. I have a stepmother. I get along very well with her.
Good.
And so I could technically borrow the car. There's a lot of stuff to do in the city he lives in, especially when he's at something else that he does. He exercises in the morning.
Okay.
And he just wants to kind of drop me off like a teenage child at the mall. And, I mean, he gives me some choice in the things I do when I visit. But it's only within the parameters that he sets.
Okay.
And, there's just a lot of...
I hear. Yeah. Does he come and visit you at all?
He comes out here for my, mainly because of my, stepsister lives in the same state I do, and, so he'll tag along with my stepmother, and he try, you know, he'll escape from there and maybe come down, you know, visit me for a day or two.
Okay.
But
all right, let's focus on that. I hear. But let's focus on the time where he comes to visit you. What do you, the two of you, do together? I know it doesn't sound like it's very long, but what do you do together?
I'll let him stay over if he wants, and I give him I let him, you know, go and come as he wishes. We'll go to something we have in common together.
Okay.
I'll look up on the, you know, the concert schedule or the museum schedule and see if there's a that we let both will enjoy. And we do have that in common. We get along great in that respect.
Okay, that's great. What about
his visits are a little bit easier than when I go over there?
Sure, because it's on your turf.
Mm-hmm, yep.
So part of the clue might be, and I think lots of us have run into that issue, and I think you're really right on schedule in terms of the transition. First of all, you planning things rather than him planning things, because when he plans it, it's going to be his plans, his way. So you planning things, and I think it's wonderful the two of you have things in common. My relationship with my mom changed when I would take her on a trip. And there were some rocky times. I can remember being in a blinding rainstorm, and saying to my mom, "Mom, you know, where's the turnoff here?" And she said, "Honey, you know I don't know how to read maps." And I said, "Mom, I'm not Dad. I can't both drive and navigate. You're going to have to figure this out." If I'd been in Denver with her, that never would have happened, because it would have been her plans and her. You know, and her driving and her going where we wanted to go. And to a certain extent, if it had been on my turf, it might not have happened, because, you know, I know how to negotiate my turf, and I'm playing hostess. But on neutral turf, then the roles, nobody's in charge at that moment. And for when you're trying to make a relationship with a parent more flexible, neutral turf counts, because at that moment, you could say to your dad, for example, "Do you want to drive or navigate?" And the fact that the two of you have things in common really helps. So finding things, and they don't have to be. It doesn't have to be a trip to Paris. Although, can I come along if you do that? Never mind. But finding things that both of you like to do that's neutral turf, because then the negotiation about what happens is going to be easier for both of you. And somebody in charge, your dad, for example, saying, "Well, I'll pick the restaurant," and that makes you feel like, geez, Louise, you could say, "Well, all right, I'll figure out breakfast," or whatever, because there's going to be less ownership. There's going to be less responsibility. When you go to visit him and the issue about the car, you're getting caught there in a bit of a bind, Madeer, and I'll tell you why. Because in theory, the question is, and I guess maybe this is the question rather than the theory, if it were a colleague of his, would he loan them the car? And my guess is he probably would not, that there are an awful lot of people who feel that the car. So, and on the one hand, you're saying, "Don't treat me like a kid. I don't want to be dropped off." But on the other hand, you're saying, "It's the family car. Why can't I borrow the car?" So you're probably in that, and so the car issue may actually be one of the trigger points, in that you might be better off to just say, "Dad, I was gonna rent a car, so I can either rent a car so I can get around, or I can pay you to rent your car, at which point hopefully he would say, oh, you don't have to rent it. But the idea that he's got a car, how come I don't have access to it, is kind of being the kid again. It's the family car. It's Dad can have the keys to the car. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. When I have brought up before, I can get points to rent the car.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll say, oh, why do you want to do that? You know, I'll take you anywhere you want to go.
So what do you say? So what's your response to that?
I said, well, you know, when you're playing tennis in the morning, for instance, it'd be good if I could go up and maybe do something on my own. And he says, oh, you don't need to do that. I'll drop you off.
Well, but then you need to come back because, again, you're negotiating this deal, all right? And it's the beginning of a negotiation that may go on for several years. Because if you don't, and your wives want it, because if it doesn't start now, as he gets older, guess who's going to become the parent and who's going to become the child? And if you think it's difficult negotiating with him now, when he feels childlike and vulnerable, and you're telling him what to do, it's going to hit the fan for both of you. So good for you for doing it now. But you need to come back to him when he says, oh, don't worry, I can drop you off, and say, Dad, understand, you made me to be this independent dude. I don't want to be dropped off. It makes me feel like I'm 15 years old again.
Right. Now, some people have suggested to me that, and I don't know, I'm curious what you would think of this, that so I'm a bad liar, so it's hard for me to pull this off, that I book the trip for maybe 5 or 6 days, but then I tell them I'm only going for 3, and I do the other stuff I want to do at the end. I kind of pretend that I'm leaving at the airport.
No, I wouldn't do that. I mean, first of all, you're not a very good liar. You're having a hard time. You're stumbling over even telling me about it, and I'm not going to be the same lie detector your dad is. No, but I think what you can say is, Dad, I'm going to do a bunch of stuff with friends, but I'd love to sort of take you and Grinnell to hide out on Thursday and Friday, and I'd love to stay with you then. I mean, you can be a little obscure without saying, look, I'm going to be in town. But, you know, as long as he feels that he gets some time with you, my guess is that he will not be as sort of possessive. But can you hang on with me for a little bit, Chris?
Oh, sure. You got it.
All right, let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about this, because I think you're really on the right path. We just need a little bit. I wouldn't suggest lying to him. You're not that good at it, honey. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.